Yeah, I've heard that before. What time is it anyway?
It's
9:01 p.m. 9:01? I don't think so. First of all, it's 19:30 UTC. Second of all, this is the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. Third of all, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals for Committee something blah. Glad you could tune in today. It's Friday. And what are we up to today? What's going on exactly? Well, I just finished making some tea just moments ago. It looks pretty hot. Steam is just rolling right off the top of it. Oh yeah, it's hot, but it's good. It's yummy. I like it. Whew, I need this tea today. Oh, it's tasting good. Mm-hmm. But, even more than I need tea, what I really need now is some numbers. So, hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers for today?
The numbers are 107, number 113, number 115, number 197, number 802. Thank you.
You're welcome, numbers lady. All right. Now that we've had the daily numbers, oh, I guess we can get down to business. What kind of business are we doing today? And don't say kitty business. Well, I'm just sitting here, and I'm watching the tail end of Sky Sports News as Pippa tries to get into the kitty pit. Yeah, move your tail. Your tail is in the wrong place. Okay, now you can get on here. Come on. Okay. Now we got to figure out the cat business here. Okay, come on. It's time for kitty business. Get on the kitty banky. You're not on the banky. You're doing it wrong. Pippa is so crazy. You're so crazy. Get on the kitty banky. Here you go. Okay. Yeah. Put one paw on. Yeah, see? Two paws on the kitty banky. Keep going. There's three. There's four. Oh, you did it. You're on the kitty banky. Oh, what a nice baby. Oh, yeah. Look at you. Such smart baby. Yeah, so I'm sitting here watching the very end of Sky Sports News. I had to catch up on my football news. Because I got football games to watch. Not today. Well, I think I have a Bundesliga game to watch today. But I've got English Premier League to watch tomorrow, so I'm getting all caught up. I've also got an F1 race to watch in a couple of days. I watched some of the first practice last night. This is the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix coming up, the last race of the year. Okay, Pippa, what are you doing? And so, last night, they were showing the practice session, the first practice session. And that started at 3:30 a.m. So I watched that for a half an hour before going to bed. Ooh. And then I slept fairly well. Slept fairly well, woke up at 7:25 a.m. That was unpleasant. But who cares? Now, how am I gonna see? I got all these cables running around, and I've got a cat in the banky pit. How am I gonna drink some tea? This is gonna be tricky. Oh, but I managed to do it somehow anyway. That's right. You can't keep me away from the tea. I will find the solution. Actually, tea is not a solution. It's an emulsion. So I should say, I will find the emulsion for drinking tea. Yummy, yummy. Oh, yeah. Drinking tea. I'm having fun. I'm having a good time drinking tea. And I think my news is over. They're running a lot of commercials in here, and I don't think we're going to get much left in this tank. Where am I going with this? I don't know. Okay. The cat has managed to finally flop over. Are you doing kitty business, or are you trying to sleep? See, when you put your face down like that, it looks like you're doing kitty business, but I think you're really trying to sleep. There's no sleeping in the kitty business, Pit. No sleeping in the kitty business, Pit. And now she has... Yeah, okay. Now we're doing kitty business. We got our kitty paws up in the air. We got the tummies. Yeah, you're a good baby. You're a good baby, my duper. All right, so... I'm rather pleased. Today I've got a lot of movies that I want to see on TCM. Pretty happy about that. And guess what's on right now? A Shot in the Dark. The first Inspector Clouseau movie. Yes, and here we are at the nudist colony. Yeah, and there's Herbert Lom. Oh, yeah. As the commissioner, police commissioner, what's his name, Dreyfus? Let's punch him in here. Oh, wait, too late. All right, so we got some great music here. And there's Peter Sellers.
What are we going to do?
With
we
his car- do guitar.
We can't leave without our clothes.
And Elke Summer.
Old. Just look at those goose pimples.
Elke Summer. It's actually Peter Sellers' wife there for a while, if memory serves. Elke Summer plays Maria, the murderer. I'm not. That's not a spoiler. The whole point of this movie is that, you know, Clouseau is inspecting a murder. Maria obviously did it. The audience knows this ahead of time. And then the whole, you know, shtick is that Peter Sellers' character, Inspector Clouseau, is in love with Maria and can't believe that she would have committed any murder.
I know how you feel.
I'm having a bad dream. It's a nightmare.
Believe me, it's nothing to what would have happened if they'd caught us.
What do we do now?
Well, you keep down, and then they can only see the top half of me. Perhaps they will think that I've just come from the beach, from a swim, you know, and...
We can't just keep driving around?
No, no.
Please?
No, no, that's right. I will take us to my apartment, and somehow I will try to get us inside. But please, whatever happens, try to keep calm.
Because they're completely naked, driving around in a Morris Mini. Good stuff, good stuff. We can punch this out now. All right, so for the sake of review, let me say that I love this movie. I do enjoy all of the Inspector Clouseau films. Peter Sellers is a comedic genius on a level far beyond mere mortal men. And I sort of fell in love with Pink Panther and stuff as a child. But I didn't see Shot in the Dark. I didn't see this film until I was... I think in college. I didn't know that this film existed because, you know, this was never shown on TV back in the day. So I never got to see it as a child. And, yeah, I was 19 or 20. I was not in high school anymore. And I remember finding this in a video rental store. Remember video rental stores? Oh, nostalgia, retro. I'm not a nostalgist. But I did find this in a video store and went, wait, what? What? And I watched it and I was quite pleased. Because I like Peter Sellers. I like everything he's ever done. Oh, Being There was on a couple nights ago. I watched part of it. I was too busy watching something else. Gee, they must be in France. Look at all these Peugeots. Peugeot. Oh, there's a Volkswagen bug. I'm looking for the classics, Citroën. Come on, show me a DCV. The classic, look at that beauty. There's a Peugeot. There's a beautiful Peugeot sedan from the 60s, like 1960 Peugeot sedan. Sweet. But they haven't shown us the classic French car yet. Oh, wait, nope, there's one in the background. As the police van drives by, there's a DCV parked on the street. Awesome. The DCV, a car famous for its power of 2 horsepower. In fact, that's what its model number means. DCV means 2 cheval something, whatever power is in French. It starts with V. The 2CV, the DCV, 2 horsepower. Yeah. You don't find them racing a lot. I bet they should. I'd race them. That would be cool. I would watch that race. I would participate in that race. Oh, that would be fun. And it would be funny, too. So anyway, I'm sitting here with a cat in the kitty business pit, stretching and flopping and doing all kinds of kitty stuff. And I'm sitting here thinking, do I have to go to the store today? Yeah, I think technically I should. The whole plan was to go out to eat tonight. My dad emailed me the other day, hey, let's go out to eat on Friday. I said, okay. But I got an email from my dad this morning saying that he wasn't feeling good and thought he was coming down with a cold. And then the one place that they were thinking about going, the pizza place, that's probably going to be a zoo. Yeah, it's a family restaurant, meaning it's one of those places where kids are just allowed to run around screaming, even though there's signs up everywhere that says, please, children, do not scream. Parents, please, tell your children not to scream, etc., etc., etc. But does that do any good? No. And, you know, I'm kind of okay with screaming children because, you know, that's what children do. But that doesn't mean I want to put up with it for about an hour as I'm trying to eat food in a place that is asking people not to run around and scream. Yeah, so yeah, that's probably not happening. So that means I need to get some food. It's not that I don't have food. I got plenty of food. Yeah, it's just I don't know if it's any food that I want to eat. Does that make any sense? I don't know. That might make some kind of sense. So I might go to the store today, but I don't know what I want to get. Maybe I'll get some barbecue, or maybe I'll... What do I even want? I don't know. I got to get some of the usual things. Got to get some pasta. Got to get some graham crackers. What else do I need? Do I need more tea? I've got at least 1 box of tea, if not 2. I think I've got 2. And the one that's open is almost empty. I've got 2 or 3 tea bags left in there. Blah, blah, blah. All this strategic thinking. Because I need to have strategies. And what's happening now is that I'm stalling for time. I have a technical issue happening here. I'm trying to call some stuff up so that we can go to our musical interlude for the day. But something has apparently crashed, and so now I've got to refresh some other stuff. I've got to reload some other stuff. I've done this process once, and it didn't seem to take. So now we're on the second attempt. Okay, now I see a little progress bar that's telling me that maybe it'll work this time. So we're still about 4 or 5 minutes out from our musical interlude. So, what do we need to talk about in the meantime? Well, the cat has gotten up and she's walked over to the fireplace. And there's no fire going or anything. But there still may be some residual heat from last night. I did have that on for a little while last night. I'm not sure how cold it got last night, but it's not very cold now. It's above freezing. So, that's good, right? Okay. So, this has finally come back up. What are we going to listen to today? I can't even think of something that I want to hear. All right, so that's the big question. What do I feel like listening to? I'm drawing a blank. I don't know what I want. Do I want to dance with bears?
Nico-san, oni-ge-nasai. Bounce-te, tsuite-kun-de-shou, Kuma-san.